Because you're right. You guys started out to play the music and be a part of the music. And you know what? If you make a living in it, that's great. And there's a lot of bands out there that are starving on the road and they're just trying to get gas money to go to the next place. But to be able to give that album away and say, if you like it, great. Tell somebody else about us. Come out and see our show. Buy the next record. You know, you're just building that fan base and putting a real positive vibe in the people's mind, saying, you know what, we're here for the music first. And you just don't see that enough.
I appreciate you saying it. Yeah. I appreciate you saying it. And that's exactly who we are. We just want to be able to get people to, you know, to enjoy it before you buy. I think about it this way, you know. Like, for example, Foo Fighters, a band that we're very, you know, big fans of, just put an album, and they sold 250,000 albums on the first week.
Number one in the world, yep.
Is it because it's the best Foo Fighters album? Maybe. But I think the reason that it's made so many sales is because they're honest artists and an honest band with amazing fans that love them and are willing to pay for it even though they can listen to it for free.
Sure.
So if that's the case, we want to be able to, you know, to give the, you know, the people of the world the opportunity to love Abused Romance as well, and then be a part of the family and be a part of the movement. And I believe that, you know, when I'm, you know, if there's a basketball team that I love, I'll buy their jersey.
You know? Sure. So, yeah, you want to support the band or support? Yeah, exactly. It's all about showing your support. So, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. We're going to rock this brand new song, Overcome. It's hard. It's heavy. It's a great track, and I want to be able to give our listening audience a little more taste of Abused Romance. You know, like I said, they got to see you guys play here live, but it was real quick, so we're going to show them some other music today and let them know what you guys are all about. And I can't thank you enough, even with a sore throat, giving me your time today, man. It really, really means a lot.
Of course. Fantastic. We came to Missoula, Montana. We're trapped, like you said. And I got to admit, Missoula, Montana, and I'm not saying it because I'm talking to you right now, Missoula, Montana was my favorite show ever. For real. We had no idea how many people are going to be there. We had no idea what's going to happen. It was just freezing cold. We got off the bus, you know, we walked into the venue, and the place was packed, and people went nuts, and we always remember Missoula, Montana, as the first night that we felt that it really clicked, for real. It was just a beautiful moment for us. We walked out, and the place was just packed with people that were singing Vaporize, our single at the time, and they gave us so much love, you know, and we didn't even have an idea of how many fans we have in the town, and it was just the beginning of where we're at right now. That's that particular city, and I'll never forget that. I can't wait to come back.
We can't wait for you. That means so much to me and my city. It really, really does. I'm glad you had a real positive, good experience, and I tell you now, we're really looking forward to you guys coming back. So get healed up.
So
don't have so much fun, you know. Have enough to where you can
relax.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you very soon. Again, thank you so much for your time, man. I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you so much, man.
Take care.
Care, buddy.